Hello and welcome to the Diz Unplugged episode 1183 this Tuesday, July 12th. I am filling in for Pete. I am Panda. Pete is getting COVID tested for his maiden voyage on Thursday on the Wish. I am surrounded by wonderful people. I got to tell you first, before I introduce these wonderful people are what's going to make this show good because the news, yeah, no, we are. You really are. I know you are too, Teresa. The news this week is just like, eh. So we're kind of making a great show, hopefully, out of vapor. I am here with Teresa Eccles.
Hey.
Kathy Werling.
Hi, everybody.
And Erica Lauren?
Erica Resnick, but Lauren's
Resnick. There's
name.
A couple of, you have
Lauren.
A couple of different, don't you have a
it
Lauren
works.
Name?
Yeah, it's my middle name.
Okay.
Hi, that's, friends.
I knew that from somewhere. And in our production nook, the wonderful Rhino Clavin.
Clavin.
Ah, see, it's already off to a roaring start. So yeah, it is my honor again to host here from the Bob Varley studio. I always get excited to do this. So the news, there's not much to get to. The first thing we have here, oh, let me just
what
tell
are we
you
brought
also.
To buy?
This right, is all yeah. brought to us. The reason the lights are on is Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you are thinking about booking a trip, get a travel advocate from Dreams Unlimited Travel. You are not paying a dollar extra, and you will have a great person on your side to help you navigate the waters of travel.
I love the word usage you just had, advocate.
It is.
Like they'll help you through it. I mean, that's really what they are. They hold your hand. They're like mm-hmm. a therapist, but for travel.
Wow.
Right?
I agree with that.
And then I'm going to get really mean emails. They'll be like, what? Did you say people could come to us for therapy?
People go to Teresa Eccles for therapy all the time.
I go to my hairdresser
all the time.
For it.
I know that.
I hold their hand and work them through it and see? Just, no.
And
I
we
do.
Always tell people that you don't spend extra by going, but sometimes you actually save money. On our cruises, mm-hmm. you get a credit.
I always say it's like a Target Red Card of... Like, why wouldn't you have it? It doesn't cost you any extra money, and sometimes there's extra savings.
Yeah.
So, like, yep. if you're just cashing checks or paying with your own cards, you're just wasting free money.
Yeah, and then I hear my Dreams Unlimited travel agent called me and my price went down. That's not going to happen if you book it direct, in any event.
Well, the price might go down, but
you're not going to know about
it. You're not going to know about it until... And don't forget, Mr. Panda Bear, we also give a gift basket when you book with Dreams Unlimited travel full of fun little tchotchkes.
I just learned that.
Yeah.
I thought the gift basket we got.
And
when
if you
book
stop,
a cruise.
When you book a cruise. And if you stop by the office before your cruise or after your cruise, you'll get a free little gift. We have all kinds of fun gifts.
See you get to meet Teresa.
If I'm there, yeah.
Thursday, I'm stopping by. Thursday
are you really? I don't believe
cruise,
you.
I'm going to.
I don't believe
I'm actually going to show it on the next show on purpose. Now I'm in
I
it.
I don't
I've told
believe you.
These people I'm
you didn't
going.
Even know I was there.
I did. Now I do.
I toil away you 40 hours a week out there. And you don't even know it.
You have to give me the address. Also, please stay tuned if you're a Patreon member for the Patreon After Show. Pete will be on the Patreon After Show where we talk about anything. Anything goes. It's a lot of fun. I believe it's patreon.com/DizUnplugged. If you join now, you can stay for the Patreon After Show.
It is open to any and all tiers on that because there are different tiers. There's like a $5 tier where you get audio-only content that whoever is welcome to produce. But Craig and I do a lot of our like Disney Plus show reviews on there. I do the movie reviews on there. And then 10 and up gets the Pete Solo Show, which he, I believe, has just done a new solo show with some pretty interesting information in there that I will not share publicly. But I do... it's just an interesting one to check out. And then, so it's fun. It's like a fun little community. We
it's
really
fun.
Appreciate everybody. It is fun. The people
I
in there
enjoy
like,
being on them because I don't have to worry about what I say.
Yes, which is not the case for today. And I forgot to go over that again with you at a time. Teresa is like me. The words will just they'll just slip right out. And you'll be like...
So I can't do that today?
Not until after show. But on the after show... You,
oh, okay.
You
I haven't said anything
that.
Already, have
no,
I?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
Don't worry. Don't worry. You're good. You're good. I trust
you're
you.
You're golden.
Yeah.
Hold it in.
Yeah.
I can do that.
You got this.
Don't cry out loud. I just imagine you being like Toner. Keep it all inside.
Sorry. So let's get to the first news article, which I don't know. I think it's kind of silly. There is a new app feature on the Disney app coming this summer called Where's My Car? I think of the movie Dude, Where's My Car?
Mickey, Where's My Car?
Mickey, Where's My Car? If I take a picture where I park, and I know I'm parked at whatever it is, number 37.
Number 37.
Okay.
Merlin. I was coming up
was
with
Merle.
A Disney character.
Merlin, where's that parking lot?
Yeah. They Merle.
Yeah, Merle.
It's the Walking Dead parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so this happened to me years ago. Okay. So I go to the Magic Kingdom. I was by myself. I was doing something for the show. I don't know what I was doing. Probably meeting Kathy or something. And I come back to the parking lot, and I can't find my car. 40 minutes in the heat.
Up and down.
And finally, the little, are you having trouble? The little person comes by in their little, I don't know if they were little or not. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. The cast member, team member, whatever you want to call them,
yes,
in the truck comes by and helps me. So I was looking for my car, and we finally found my husband's truck. I drove the wrong vehicle, and I was looking for my car.
Oh, my God. You are turning into my mother.
How long until you found out?
Oh, my gosh. We drove past it, and then when we came back the aisle again, I said, I know I'm right here. And he stopped to kind of get our bearings, and I'm like looking. I'm like, the back of that truck has a bumper sticker just like my husband's. And then that's all I could do, not to just crawl under the seat. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I drove the truck.
Did you ever see with Epcot, there is their big parking lot, and then there's one lot all the way off, like if you're facing Epcot, one all the way off to the left.
Yeah.
But it's like there's like not a garden. There's like a gate and foliage separating it.
Right.
So you kind of don't know it's there. So at the end of the night, I'm walking through and I'm hearing creatures you got to see my big butt run. I never ran that fast in my life.
Did you see the creatures?
No, but they were. Yeah.
Oh, it was somebody throwing up in the bushes.
It could be. Could be. Could be.
Wow.
I was going to say, I've had the pleasure of losing my car at the former Downtown Disney. Remember, because you used to just park in front of all the buildings, and I was late for a movie once, and I parked right in front of the, like, I knew I parked in front of the AMC, but I was so late that I was like, I closed the door and just ran forward. And when I came out later, I was like, oh my God, I don't even remember what side of this building I'm on. And you think like, oh, it's not that long. It's long. It's like it was like a half a mile back and forth. So it was like up one row, down one row, up one. Because I was like, I don't even know the row. I don't know it. Because if I'm not paying attention to something, it will not be committed to memory. So
I usually text it to my daughter.
Yeah.
This is where I'm going to be. This is where my car is.
I take a picture, too.
Yeah.
That's a good one,
I do that in the Disney Springs decks. I take a picture of
what row I say it out loud. I'll be like, 4F. F everyone who parked on 4.
You make a sentence that you can say back to you.
That's how I remember
names. Would you use this?
I think I would try it.
Okay. Wait, so is it just an option where you like open the app and you plug in the info and
so,
you say it?
Well, I wrote the article, so I'll just talk about it really quick. When you open the app, it's going to be, you know, when you open it, you have to scroll, like if you're finding to join a queue or something. It'll be one of those cards that you can open up, and it'll, if you have your location enabled on your phone, it'll fill it in automatically for you.
Oh, okay.
If you don't want to do that, you can click on that, and you'll just type, like, what you saw, like Arial 34, something like that, create whatever.
Plastic straw on ground.
Yeah, plastic straw. So you just write that there, and then when you're leaving the park, you can open it. If you don't find it on your home screen, you go to the little hamburger-looking thing on the app, which is all of the different, like, where my photo pass is, all of that, where you can find your tickets. On there, you'll also find the car locator.
So how is this better than pulling up a text I sent my daughter?
I mean, I don't know. My best friend and I have a tradition for years that we text each other where we park if we're going to the parks without each other.
Yeah.
I will continue to do that, but I think this is good for someone who doesn't do that. I'm also worried this will slow down the app even slower than it already is.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm a little concerned on it. But, like, the picture Disney used looked cute. Like, it had the little Aladdin picture with Aladdin, like, 3-something, 306. And it looks cute, but...
I'll try it.
I think I'll do it once. I'm still going to text my best friend.
I still will text my daughter because I want her to have a starting point of where I was last seen.
Yeah, exactly. For the police.
They used to tell you when you got on the tram, text a friend, whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was always part of their spiel as you were...
Yeah.
Sitting there.
They'd like yell it out as you walked up too, being like, Wonder 36.
Right, right.
I don't know where that parking lot is.
How long do they get us into this app and the picture of Jake pickups? I was like, $6.99, I'll tell you where your car is.
Right.
It's coming.
Right. $19.99, I'll take you to your car.
Quarter of a stock price to show you where we towed your car to.
Well, back in the before COVID. Since Katie worked parking.
She did, yeah. I remember that.
They had like a list of like at 10 o'clock they were parking these rows and these rows.
Oh, that's kind of...
So that if a cast member happened to go out into the lot and you weren't sure, they could say, we were parking...
He did ask me, what time did you get here or something? Yeah. And then he looked at something, then he took me to where I thought my car was.
So I don't know, you know, I don't know how much better having it in the app. I don't know. Disney and technology just
it don't sounds go good though. It sounds like a good thing.
It is sponsored by is it State
it's
Farm?
It's sponsored yes. by State Farm, yeah.
What? What does it need?
Do
a
I get a cut on my insurance?
That was my question. I have State Farm.
I have State Farm.
If I use it, can my insurance
will Jake
go down?
Be there to help me?
Right. I love Jake.
Will Jake hold my hand to find my car?
God,
can I just
I
go off
so.
With Jake and
leave
my car
Do you
there?
See what we are able to do with this little minutia of information? This is wonderful, these people. Yeah. I love this. I am no longer worried that this is going
to
be fun.
I right, am going to apologize for if you are watching this for how I am switching right now. The buttons are labeled in a little bit of a confusing way. Like, for me, mentally, I would think Panda, like, John seats, Kevin seats, Kathy seat, Corey seat. Like, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And unfortunately, they are 2, 3, which is doesn't have anybody, 4, 6, 5. And so I keep switching to the wrong person because mentally I'm like, oh, they're talking. They're this finger. And so I'm just going to apologize for that.
Control
but if you're
your
listening,
fingers,
you don't care.
Fingers.
I did the DVC shows yesterday. I went through the same thing. I have to tell my finger, this is this person. This is this person. Try to, like...
Put our little faces on your fingernails.
Yeah. Oh, that would be cute.
I have one more thing I want to mention about Please. It. It's not only at the theme parks. It works for Disney Springs, the water parks, and ESPN Wide World of Sports. So,
is it out already? They said summer.
They said summer. They didn't give us a date, and they said Disneyland will be later this year
okay.
on their apps that they use. They didn't say when in summer. It could be like tomorrow. Summer. It could be like the end of August. Who knows?
Yeah,
I have a question about parking. Do you think, this is probably something that's already out there and I don't know. You think we'll ever get parking decks at the parks?
I think they should. I think they should have done that a long time ago because, I think the problem is the exit at the end of the night. I mean, I guess it's just one roadway anyways, but I would think that the parking deck would get a lot more jammed up. But it's not really... They'd have to, like, redo the whole structure. Yeah. I'm kind of shocked they didn't put one at Hollywood Studios, considering they redistributed all that land. At least, like, a two-floored one, maybe, instead of a three-floored. I'd like it because, I don't know about you, but when I park at Disney Springs, my car is a lot less hot.
It is.
Than,
that's what I like about it.
That's been my issue because I go to the parks every day, and so I have my car parked out there, and I get back, and I got to wait 10 minutes before I can even step in it with the AC just blowing.
Open it up, turn it on, and just, I hate that.
Because it's so hot.
So we're going to get to that later, too, about heat at the parks. Another piece of minutia. The first time in forever, Frozen sing-along refurb, August 22nd to September 16th. September 17th shows resume. Do we even know what they're refurbing in there? Is it just like a seats and stuff?
I don't know. Maybe more Snope? Who knows?
I don't know. It's a pretty good show. I actually think people who say, I don't want to go see it, they usually wind up loving it. Do you like that show, Teresa? You've seen it, though.
Yeah, okay. It's been a while.
It's Disney. It's like a production, and it's like, oh, that was cute.
So it's being refurbed?
Yeah, I think it's just the theater.
Do you think it's like extra rehearsals if they're doing like new cast members in the
that
show?
Could be. That could be.
I don't know.
No, I think it's probably just fixing the seats up and stuff like that in the armrest.
Fixing
cause
the
people,
seats
like,
up.
Pick it
up. Scraping up the gum.
Sound adjustments, things like that. You know, this was shoved into the former American Idol theater pretty quickly. So
totally changing the subject on that made me think. Did you get your email that Aladdin's not going to be on your cruise?
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I didn't even know Aladdin was going to be on the Wish for some reason. I
God,
blacked it out. My mind is the mermaid. So I'm happy that the mermaid will be showing.
I was most excited when they were like Aladdin. I'm like, ooh, I bet that one's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's not ready.
Still rehearsing.
Wow.
How could it not be
cool enough yet, I guess?
How do you not give people a refund a little bit for that?
Whoa, now hang on.
How do you refund a show on the
You're getting a show.
I guess.
That's like saying the Haunted Mansion is down today. Here's $10.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a major thing. They're three major shows. Like, they are centerpieces for the ship. I don't know.
But that's not why
I
booked a cruise.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, see, I would be big mad because I book cruises for entertainment. I've only been on one, but I love entertainment.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like the Broadway caliber entertainment.
Well, it's not there yet, so they need more rehearsal, right?
I guess the ship shouldn't be sailing.
With Disney, you don't know, and we probably will never know the reason why it was delayed, because they're not going to come out and say, well, there's still a big hole in the floor where the lift isn't working or whatever. So they want you to think, oh, rehearsals. But it's like if they wanted to have the show ready they would have the show.
Yeah, but maybe something happened. Maybe the gentleman playing Aladdin got hit by a car and they need to recast.
Or Teresa, I was going to make a joke and you said hit by a car. I was going to say maybe the magic carpet's getting reupholstered.
Oh,
you
were like,
maybe the guy's dead.
Well, I didn't say dead. He said got hit by a car.
Okay. Maybe he's in the
cast. You can't get on the carpet if you got a leg in a cast.
Like what you said, the cast could have gotten COVID or something.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been something, you know.
But speaking of that,
excuse me.
Are we far enough along past COVID? I know there's still things going on, but there's still a lot of things that haven't been brought back. Is that because of COVID or because they think they can get away with not offering it?
Because they can get away with not offering it.
Seriously?
Yeah, 100%. No way.
No, because like when you're in Guardians, they're like, all the way forward, fill in all the available space, right? Like, if the COVID doesn't exist in that specific room, but then you see something else, oh, it's closed because COVID. Yeah. And it's like, well, you just had me touching the person in front of me to ride Guardians.
Well, but they're just bringing it back, you know.
Slowly.
But they didn't, I mean, I hate to be Debbie Downer because I love Disney, and I still have a magical time when I go, but there's things they haven't brought back. The trams aren't all back yet.
Mm-mm.
There's some shows that they took away in Magic Kingdom that they were doing, that Main Street Trolley Show that always wanted to be a Main Street dancer. That was like, you know, what I wanted to do when I grew up. And now they took that away.
Well, I think the hard part too is like, piggybacking on what you're saying, Kathy, is that, you know, there are, like when I came with my grandparents, like my grandpa did the rides with my brother while I sat on the bench with my grandma, and we liked to watch. We were more into the like shows and people watching and things like that. And I think like, yeah, the nighttime shows are sort of on their way back. I mean, Fantasmic supposedly at some point this summer, right? And so it's kind of one of those things where I feel like if you're not somebody who's going on the ride specifically, then Disney is still not fully functional for you. Mm-hmm. And it does seem inexcusable because I cannot stand the phrase move all the way forward so there is no room in front of you. If you can see carpet, there's still room to move. Or like if there's space between your feet. And I'm like, hi, I'm sorry, but we shouldn't be doing this anymore. Like the pandemic is still, we're still in a pandemic, and you know, whatever, you have your vaccine or whatever, but it's still one of those where I was like, we know how illnesses travel, and the common person I would hope would be more aware of that. So it's still one of those where I was like, good Lord, you pay this amount of money, give me at least a 1 foot bubble, please. I don't need someone's heat inside of my bubble.
Yeah. And they might say COVID, but it really is casting, that they don't have the bodies to put on these shows and stuff. So they say COVID, but it is COVID, but it's not the sickness or the proximity to people. It's because they can't get
people. But there's also so many people that are auditioning and that are waiting to be called back. They're holding audition after audition after audition, but for like Not So Scary and for Christmas. But like, I'm sorry, I'm mad that I can't watch The Little Mermaid show at Hollywood Studios. I know not a lot of people like it, but I think it's cute, okay? And I miss it. So there are puppeteer workers that are waiting to go back and work at Little Mermaid because they love doing the puppeteering job. I bet you there's an Ariel that wants to get back out there. Like, and that Ursula puppet is amazing.
Amazing.
And
I thought that closed for good, though.
No.
It's coming back?
They've never said anything about anything being officially done. Like, it's just empty.
No, I felt like Voyage of the Little Mermaid was
I mean, it's definitely dated. There's no question. It's a laser light show thing from the 80s. I mean, which I loved. But when I was, like, a kid and they do it on your street, like, you know, they did it in Plymouth, Massachusetts. They actually did one of those in like 2019 that I thought was really cool. Sorry. Now I'm into laser light
shows. Did you do the Little Mermaid show in your street?
No, what? It was like a Christmas laser light show.
It was Rhino in a dress.
It was me.
It was me.
Look at me. Look at this stuff. Aren't I really neat?
You pull it out every night.
I do, yeah.
But if they could update the end of Carousel of Progress finally.
That wasn't really an update. They just put new clothes on.
Well, at least they're current.
They did.
They need to get rid of the laser disc.
Yeah.
Take that thing off Grandma's head.
But Grandma says the laser disc comment, doesn't she? So that's why they get away with it, because it's like, oh, Grandma, they're called Blu-rays. They're called holograms, you dummy. That's where I feel like we're like headed to.
But Belle in the Beauty and the Beast show at Hollywood Studios just got like a brand new dress. Yeah, so they're changing things. It has like a, the top has more rhinestones on it now. It's very pretty. It looks very nice. If they would update everyone else's costumes on that show would be fantastic. Those pink dresses, I'm sorry, they have to go. They could be, I think, like a burgundy color or like, I don't know, just better than that. Bright pink on that stage clashes with the yellow, in my opinion. But if they can update that, I think they could update some things in that Little Mermaid show to make them look better.
Party of one.
Teresa's whispering, she's bitter.
Oh, they can hear her.
Okay, good.
Can I hear
me? Let's move on to what is coming back. And this is a big one. And I know I could see Erica lighting up already. Character dining. And before I get to these guys talking about it, I have to tell you that my niece, Christine, and her daughter, Danica, who is like 2 years old, who's never seen a character, I thought she's going to be frightened. They went to Hollywood and Vine. And you know why the characters being back are so good. She went nuts with Mickey for like 20 minutes.
Aww.
And I was like, she's not scared. She's kissing him. She couldn't even speak. And it was great. It was magic. So I'm thrilled.
Well, it's not just character dining. It's because that's been back. It's specific places
yes.
that are returning.
Coming yes. back better.
Yes.
Or in more places.
Yes. yes.
Specifically, Ohana, Cape May, Crystal Palace.
Nice.
I think Crystal Palace is a big one. Because that, yeah. that's a very...
It is.
Seems like a, you know, with Winnie the Pooh characters.
Yeah.
Going
yeah
it, would be, it would be odd without the dining. Or without the characters.
Yeah.
I have a problem eating there, though, because I love crispy bacon. And I, and when... What's his name? The pig.
Who?
Piglet?
Piglet oh, sees Piglet. Me with the bacon. I really do feel
that's a pig's name.
I do feel guilty.
Hamlet?
How do you feel about this?
Well, the bacon. I don't eat meat, so no bacon for me. But I'm really happy because, as most of you know, characters mean a lot to me. So I'm happy that that's back. I don't really care about Cape May, but Ohana is a big one for me because I'm telling you, the day that I can hug Stitch again will be the day that everyone watches me sob and fall to the ground of happiness. And Crystal Palace was the original place I wanted to propose to my now wife, and it was closed and because of COVID and everything. So that plan got shut down because Winnie the Pooh means a lot to us. So to see them back means a lot. I'm just really excited. I want to go to Crystal Palace because I know I can eat there. They have like plant-based and dairy-free stuff that I know I can eat, and to have all the characters walking around and meeting everyone, that's all I can ask for. Same thing at Ohana. I just want to do that.
I agree.
So bad.
Kathy?
I think the least that they can do for the price that they charge you for a character meal is to have characters walking around. You know, and Preach. they didn't lower the price for that. I sound like I am. I'm Debbie Downer today, but it's like, it's like, you know, Disney, I can just walk in the gate and get goosebumps. Disney means something to me. And it just sort of, you know, like through COVID, I got it. I understood why they were doing it. But now it just seems like, why are you taking so long to do some of these things? Because I don't know about you, but I get questions all the time. When are the characters coming back?
Yeah.
Because that means a lot.
But they are interacting again now. They are.
Yes.
Right? You're getting hugs.
Yeah, they're touching you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're not touching about, you now.
But not everyone.
Time.
Not all the characters are back
you
yet.
You can be touched.
Okay. In the barbershop.
Okay, so I am going to share with you something. My mother, who is no longer with us, God rest her soul, was a Italian lady with no filter. I'm probably 18 years old. We go to Ohana, and she sees Chip and Dale. How do I know the difference between you, Chip and Dale? How do I know who's who? I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And Chip goes, he's saying the color of the nose and the tail. And she blurts out, which I know it's not a patron show, so I can't say it.
Yeah.
His fur smells like, and I go, and all
oh
the
cat
says it. All the characters come out and do a shame, shame, shame on her. And I'm sitting like this. She goes, that's what he said. I said, no, Ma, that's not what he said.
You have to know.
Chocolate chip.
Chipmunk.
No, that's how you remember. Chocolate chip. Chocolate chip has a chocolate chip.
Yeah,
nose.
And then the teeth are different. Dale has his teeth separated and Chip has them together.
Is that still Ohana? Is that is it still Chippendale and the Fabulous Fab Five?
What? I thought it was what? Only Ohana? Lilo and or Lonely yeah, Stitch. Yeah.
Okay, I'm, listen, yeah. I'm talking
it
about...
It used to be back in the day.
Wow.
I only remember because like I was like 7 and we were doing Mickey's Not So Scary and it was the next morning and we were there and I had a whole episode of like throwing up because I overdosed on candy in the morning. And I remember those characters watching me like run to the bathroom. And I was like, I'm so sorry to all of you. I gotta go. Bye.
You were 7?
Yeah.
And you were apologizing like that? I'm yeah. so sorry. I've got to go to the restroom.
Yeah, like, gotta go.
That's sweet.
Does anyone... No, no one has a computer open. I was going to say, people keep saying the word trams in here, so I don't know if there was an announcement right now or they're just asking about trams
check.
Again.
Because as of right now, all we know trams-wise is that we have them at Animal Kingdom and we have them at Magic Kingdom, mm-hmm. but let me check the Twitter. You guys can talk.
I feel like that is the only places where they're essentially needed.
Well, no, I would love for them to be at Epcot because yes. they like to park me right next to the highway. And I have really bad ankles, so my ankle starts to scream at me as I'm walking towards the highway for my car. So if I had the tram, it'd help me a little bit.
Yeah, the trams really need to be back everywhere. Come on.
Not a Hollywood Studios? By the time you get to where the tram is, you're already at the entrance of the park. It's the stupidest tram route I've ever seen because it's literally like you get on and it goes and stops. It's like like not even a quarter of a mile. It's one of those where you're like, are we just doing more damage to the environment than we
but
are?
There's an elderly couple that really needs it, not us.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm not saying there shouldn't be something for those people, but I'm just saying like this massive
My
tram.
People.
I don't know if that's
Yeah, no, I agree. They have a little golf cart thing.
My people.
Wedway people mover, you know, something like that would be nice.
Pharaoh.
I'm trying to find stuff.
Okay, Pharaoh. While you're looking for that, I'm going to go to... Denny did an article about Narcoossee's, some updates there about their... refurbishment. The refurbishment is now, the closure is now July 13th instead of June 8th. So I guess they want to stay open longer. The kitchen will no longer have a show element. And I didn't even know this because I haven't been there. I don't like fish, so I thought that was what is mainly there. There's a second level that's being removed to make more room for tables on the floor. Have you been there? What do you think of these changes?
It's been a long time.
That's
okay
where Katie always took me for my birthday. But
okay
the show kitchen, it's like, you walk in, and you can see the chef like behind the. I would not call that a show kitchen.
That's like, what was it at Palo on DCL where they opened up that curtain and we got to see?
Oh, that was fun.
You know,
I remember that.
Oh, look.
Yeah, it wasn't
look at
a
the
long
people
time,
behind
but that
the
was
glass.
Nice that they made time to come.
Yeah.
She's talking about on Palo. If you have a dinner in that big round room, there's like a. I don't know, a two-way mirror that you looks just like a mirror, and then at the end they light it up, and all the chefs are there, and you can look into the kitchen. They wave to you and thank you for having your meal with them.
Sean Rogers, I'm gonna butt back in here, not to go backwards, but Sean Rogers just brought up a point where he's saying that a people mover, sort of a TTC thing. But now I was just thinking, you know what? I'd just love covered sidewalks that are like. Get rid of the tram route, maybe, but then just put moving sidewalks like they have at Universal Studios.
Oh, I love
perfect.
That.
Perfect.
Because then you can choose to walk, you can choose to stand, and then if you need extra assistance, then I definitely agree that Disney should provide that in some way. You're paying at least this amount of money, so we should
Because you're paying for parking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's essentially it. But anyway,
I found
sorry.
Nothing.
Okay,
nothing with the... So
I found nothing.
There was no tram thing. It was just people were... There was just, I believe, a glitch in somebody's system, so we answered that for
somebody's
everybody in the
system.
Chat.
I do think we should start screaming, trams. And maybe get them back at Epcot, at least.
So we had to be creative with other things that I felt like we should talk about. And my thing was, what are one or two attractions in each park? And if you don't have one in a park, that is fine too. That rather than see it be removed, you would literally throw your body down and make sure they couldn't get through. And, you know, like something you really love.
Are they going to take it away forever?
Yeah, like if the Haunted Mansion was going to go away, you would see me on the floor there, kicking and screaming, getting arrested.
I don't think it could be something like Haunted Mansion because that's a guaranteed never go.
Maybe, but you never know. You might find a ghost that takes offense and they have to take it out.
Yeah, I don't mean changing. I mean remove.
Remove completely.
What are two of your attractions, Teresa, that they better never remove?
Small World.
Really? I'm just kidding. that garbage?
Okay, to me, it's...
I was just kidding.
Disney. I know you were.
It is quintessential Disney, isn't it?
It's just Disney to me. Small World. And I think if they took it... Does it have to be an attraction? Can it be
What are you thinking?
Could be a restaurant. Could be anything. A
could
building.
Could be anything.
A structure.
A structure?
Anything.
The tangled restrooms? No, I don't know. I'm with you. Haunted Mansion, Small World, both of those. I don't know if I would throw myself down like you would, because okay, I'd have trouble getting back up. But I think either of those in Magic Kingdom, I think if they took the Tree of Life away, what would Animal Kingdom be, right?
Okay, that's fair. What about if the attraction inside it went, the movie?
That wouldn't bother me.
Okay.
Goodbye. Just give me a cool space to chill.
Go to Epcot.
Just a sitting area.
Just give me a sitting area in the tree. Yeah. Want to be a chipmunk with the brown nose. I think at Epcot?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nothing.
If you don't have anything that you're that
I don't really have anything I'm attached to in Epcot.
Studios?
Figment.
Figment.
Oh, is it Figment?
That's for Kathy. Yes. Kathy, we knew.
I'll leave that with you.
The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll stand there with you. I'll help you up if you throw your body down.
I'll be there to record it for the YouTube channel. Yeah.
I'll be there to help you up, like when we were in Indianapolis and you laid down on the bricks wherever.
Oh, yeah, when I was kissing the bricks.
She was kissing the bricks and she had to have help up. No, I don't. There's nothing at Epcot. I like Epcot. I like that it's change. You know, it changes. I'm cool with that.
Studio?
Hollywood Studios? No. Okay. No. Tower of Terror.
Okay. Your emotional attachment is really to Magic Kingdom.
Oh, Magic Kingdom all the way. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll go with Kathy because we know she's got. Kathy, what would you pick in the parks? Let's start with Magic Kingdom.
What would I keep?
If it was going to be removed, what would you literally freak out on?
Pirates.
Oh yeah, that's another one.
And Carousel of Progress. You know, that has historical value. I mean, yes, again, it could be updated or changed a little bit, but there's, you know.
It could be tweaked.
It's funny how Rhino and I say the Haunted Mansion is never going anywhere. Carousel of Progress is one of those that I think one day it could.
You think?
I feel like they could chop it.
Here's the way I feel about the whole thing. Magic Kingdom needs to pretty much stay as is.
It's perfect the way
you could update it. You can tweak some things. Yeah. You can put some rhinestones on somebody's dress. I don't care. But the others are just, it's extra for me. I like it all, but don't touch the Magic Kingdom.
I kind of agree with that. I would like to see like Peter Pan's flight. I'd like to see it updated. Mm-hmm. Just better lighting
tweak it, definitely, but don't take it away.
I agree.
Yeah.
Rhino, are you attached to anything that much that you would...
I'm actually with Kathy on this one. I think Carousel of Progress. I do think you could gut the entire thing and start from scratch and make some. But I would hate for like the essence of what the attraction is to not be there, because I do feel like it is one of those things where I know that the last scene, it's like, how do you do it? Do you add more scenes? Do you add different scenes? I'm not an Imagineer. I don't know. But I just think that it is like one of those things that Walt Disney himself, and I know I've said that a million times, that it's a company and not a person, but I think it's one of those last remaining like pillars of things that he like are very, I feel very much like he could be the dad in that mm-hmm. ride, if that right. makes sense, you know yeah. what I mean, like 100%. The spirit yeah. of the dad mm-hmm. he yeah. is the spirit of the dad, so it's one of those where like that's the hard part too, because if you got it and start it over, you can't get those people to
record.
Here's the
deal. It's like a little history book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So much history has been added after that.
Right.
So what do you want to teach? What do you want to leave in? You know, that some of the things are so iconic and cute and bring back memories. I know some of you are too young. Some of those things were never in your life, mm-hmm. you know, the extension cords hanging all over, you know. But I still think we need to remember that.
Well,
how it's changed.
Exactly, because I think like nowadays, if you were to say, well, what would you include in another scene? And I'd say, well, in that scene that is essentially like the 80s, I think that I would start adding stuff where it's like, you know, an iPod, a reference to the iPod, because I feel like Steve Jobs needs to be recognized as a person who pushed us forward in terms of technology. I know he necessarily wasn't the man who invented, but he was the man with the idea and made it happen. So
there
it's
could
one
be
of those
two or
like,
three more scenes beyond where it is if you really want to.
Well, like, I think about like YouTube, streaming music, you know, iPod. Right? Like, it's not just all this stuff like SpaceX, you know, things that are like, I mean, I don't want to necessarily reference the people who own that company, but it's like, I just...
Right, you need to include it. But it's, and you need to take... I'm sorry, but you need to take grandma, not make her so feeble. And because grandmas now that way, you know?
Well,
50 years old then is totally different than 50 or 60 now.
Well, I think about... You know what I rewatched during the pandemic, because I didn't think I'd ever seen it beginning to end, and I hadn't, was The Golden Girls. And it's crazy because The Golden Girls, I don't think they're even 60 years old.
They were like in their late 50s. I remember going back and trying to figure out how. Oh my God, I'm older than that.
And I was like, my grandma, even when this show was on, wasn't even like this. Like, my grandma's 88, and I feel like now maybe she's like the kind of idea of a grandma you think of, but it's like maybe not even. So it was a weird representation of like old people where I feel like that should be something too. Think about what it would be fun because you know what the grandma could be like? Somebody with a Fitbit, like always monitoring her exercise. And it would be funny if the grandma knew more about technology than the kids. And she was like, you kids, you know, in my day.
No, but don't make them talk like that, please.
I don't know why. Everybody who's older has to have a weird warble.
I've got an old wobbly voice.
I'm calling it root beer now.
Have some cough syrup. It'll make you feel better.
Actually, let's get Kathy's reaction to this news. Thanks, Erica, for giving it to me. Journey to Imagination is closing to become an Inside Out ride. We thank Figment for all of his years of service.
She's got a lighter fluid in her car.
I will be chained to that door.
Me too.
I told my kids, you know, because they're cast members, that I would be standing there going, my children would be standing here with me, but they're at work right now. So it would be a family affair at the front door of Figment.
I would join you. I'm in with you where I really do hope they revamp the whole ride.
Yes, I hope they update it. I mean, this is not anywhere near as good as the original. But any Figment's better than no Figment. And while they were doing, I don't want to say stupid things, but I guess maybe it is a stupid thing. You know where the bathrooms are as you look at the front of Figment? Or the bathrooms to the right? And there was a cast member entrance there. And one time I went over and all my Figment finest, and the cast member goes, did you know that Figment signed the cement over there in where the cast member entrance is? And I thought I was getting punked. And so we walked over and we saw it. And I came home and I wrote Ron Schneider, who's the Dreamfinder. And he goes, yes, I scratched that in the cement. Do you know Disney now has cemented over that? For all the stuff in Walt Disney World that they could update or do or whatever, they sent probably some poor cast member out there with a bucket of cement to go over where Figment had signed his name in the cement.
Wait, were there upgrades all other places, or did they just
It's not there anymore.
We do need to be very explicitly clear that that was not real news because people think it is in the chat room.
So I thought my winks news. And jokes.
Well, people who are
clear,
listening can't hear your wink.
Sorry,
so remember
podcast
that
people,
too.
That is not true. That is a rumor, though, that I keep hearing about Inside Out, though.
Yeah, but you know what, too? They said the same thing about Coco in the Mexico Pavilion, and I think any sort of those things with Epcot are not happening. Yeah. I don't think they're really going to work on the parks for years.
Thank you for clarifying.
But then put them in another building or something.
Oh, give them their own thing. But then who wants to journey through someone's mind? That's a daily journey for me. I can barely
get through my own.
Yeah, right?
I know, right? Mystic Manor, and I would love like that to be a Figment Dreamfinder ride type. They have the room in that Journey into Imagination building. Right now, it's just such a terrible.
I just
waste
think
of
he
space.
Deserves better.
Yes,
he just deserves
there's
better.
There's still a lot of the original ride intact underneath the floor and different things. So they could do different things. And with technology being what it is, they could, you know. And they could even have a sponsor because before they had Kodak. They could have somebody else in there now. You know, that was my inspirational ride. And people make fun of me for that. But it's
No.
You
we
know, when
Figment.
you have a project and you have to do something, and I would go over there, and it's like, you just need that one little spark. You can break any project that you need to do down to very basic. And I would come out of there like, oh, wow, I can do this and that. So, I mean, I like the whole Figment part of the thing, too, but it, like...
It's the message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that. Erica, you got some picks? I mean, we know. Kathy, if you have more picks, we'll get back to you. I just...
For Magic Kingdom, I'm the same with you guys. I will chain myself to Carousel of Progress and Pirates of the Caribbean. Carousel of Progress is very, like, emotionally attached to me with my family, especially, like, my dad. We always go in there and we sing along. My mom's always clapping and everything. We love that attraction. So if it ever leaves or they try to take it out, I will be there, standing there, signs and everything. Like, you're not taking this away. Same thing with Pirates. It's my feel-good ride. It just makes me feel so happy. Whenever I, every time I go to Magic Kingdom, I have to. So those two for sure at Magic Kingdom. I used to be that way with Maelstrom, and then it got changed, and I couldn't do anything about it, but I do love Frozen, so I'm not, like, terribly mad, but I miss the show after the ride where you sit down, all the informational stuff. Yes. I loved it. But right now at Epcot, it'd be Figment. I know Guardians isn't going anywhere, so I don't have to chain myself there. But for Figment, I know that I would have to. Like, I would stand there for days, be like, you're not, no, you have to go over me to get to the ride. Thank you. That's for sure.
Okay, so speaking of that, and since Figment does have a following, do you think that if they ever decided they were going to change it, or do you think they would just do it like a refurb and very quietly, like, close it? Because how many people, I mean, I belong to Figment groups on Facebook. Would they announce it, or would they do it very quietly so that they didn't have people?
Even if they did it quietly, it would explode and blow up. I don't think they could control it.
With social media, like, if someone noticed it was down or closed for more than 3 days at a time, someone would be like, oh, something's happening. Something's cooking.
I think they'd have to because of the cult following. I think that it would be like, you know, they'd have to say something. I think they'd, I want to believe they'd probably do a proper send-off. I mean, look at how much Figment is present in the Epcot merchandise lately of, like, Flower and Garden or Food and Wine. I mean, did you see the Figment oven mitt? Because I thought of you with that. But the, but, like, the popcorn bucket line alone for that popcorn bucket, you know what I mean? Like, it does, I think you said it on the show before, where it really shows, like, all these people who have either, like, secretly loved Figment or so, and just haven't, you know, maybe haven't been as vocal about it or something like that. But it's clear that, like, people love that character. So I don't think the character would go anywhere. You know what would be kind of cool, though, is if they brought back a meet and greet with him, and then, you know, even if it's while they're retooling the ride or whatever, if that were to ever actually happen or not. I mean, inevitably it is going to happen. It, you know, technologically the ride is incredibly outdated, so I think it can't last forever. I mean, maybe it's old reliable and it doesn't break down that often, so maybe that's why it hasn't gotten it, but it's just one of those, it's sort of become a little bit of a head scratcher when you have rides like Guardians or, like even the Frozen animatronics and stuff like that, that it does need some TLC in there at least, you know. And I, you know, give me a real functioning Figment dragon in there, you know what I mean? Like, give me that full, pump him full. Give me, like, a, you know how they have Rocket Raccoon and inside of Mission Breakout, you know, give us a Figment like that. I'd love that. That who, like, greets you as you come on the ride. That'd be cool.
Yes. When you go into that eye chart room, it was outdated the day it opened. You get in there and you think something, F-I-G-M-E-N-T, you can do most anything. That's it? In that whole big room? Wow. They're it's devoid of imagination, the journey into imagination. All right, so we're good with my crazy question. I know that yous are all attached to the Magic Kingdom, and I kind of like that.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't let anyone take away Everest. I love that ride. I have too many good memories with that roller coaster for someone to take that away.
No.
It's also, like, the most expensive roller coaster ever built. So, like, why would you take it away?
Don't you remember that? I think you're too young, but do you remember when the Yeti was fully functioning?
Oh, yeah. The first time I rode it, it was fully functioning because I rode it when it opened, and I had a full-on panic attack and told everyone in my family that I would never ride it again. And then here I am.
Most people don't remember. Do you remember, Rhino, the
I did not go to Animal Kingdom until 2007 because my mother thought it was just a big safari, and we'd been to safaris in, like, New Jersey or something. So she was like, No, I've taken you on the safaris before. We also never went to MGM because of that same thing. She heard it was just terrible, and she wasn't wrong. I mean, it's better now. But when I moved here, I was like, oh, God, no wonder why I shouldn't spend the money on this. Oh, actually, so it was 2003. I lied because I came with for my grad night, and I think that was the first time I went. That was the first time I went to Hollywood Studios.
They came out with a whole campaign. It's not a zoo. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was for your mom because everybody thought it was just a zoo.
Yeah.
But the Yeti, I mean, for people who don't remember, really was animated and would swoop down with his arm and come.
Oh, I thought it was going to be lifted.
Duck every time. Yeah, yeah, I thought I was getting hit. I missed that. I wanted
that's
that.
The moment I started crying.
What?
Why didn't they ever fix it?
They just put a disco light under it, basically. It's like a strobe light, and it looks like he's moving, but they just don't want to spend the money. Apparently, it's hard to get to the Yeti,
to keep it
the
going.
Whole thing.
Apparently, it's money and time, and the base that it's on, the cement pylons or the cement base, would have to be taken out and moved. You'd have to open up half the mountain. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I think it's like the return on investment isn't worth it because people are still going on the ride either mm-hmm. way. Like, I've only ever experienced it as... I don't know how long it did work for, but I believe by the time I had first ridden it, it would have... I think I first rode it in like 2008.
When
so it would have... I don't think it was functioning then. So it's like... Yeah. But I feel like I love Dinosaur, and the animatronics are apparently missing out of the head of the Carnotaurus right now, and so it's just like a flopping head at the
Ew.
End where it takes like your photo. Yeah.
Aww.
And so they are like, is, and it hasn't worked for like a long time, so they're saying that that's the next, like, the addition to the Yeti thing, where they're just like, we don't need to fix it.
Flopping
apparently
dinosaur.
Like, the Yeti broke not too long after it opened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was pretty immediately.
Yeah.
I heard that it wasn't the Yeti animatronic itself that broke. It was the foundation that it was on cracking. And they knew it cannot move anymore because this could be dangerous.
You really would be attacking people.
You really would be. You really will get hit.
Yeah, I was like, I think it was like 10 or 11. I had finally just met the height requirement for things. So.
And there it goes.
Yeah, I'm 4'11 and a half, if no one knows that. So it took me a while to reach height requirements for rides.
Oh, someone did say in the chat, it's not broken, it's turned off because it was breaking the ride. A couple of people have said that.
Yeah, it's breaking the foundation.
So I don't know. I mean, that then it seems weird that people keep being like, fix the Yeti. Why wouldn't you say fix the foundation?
They're right. That's whatever. That's what they mean, yeah. But yeah, fix the Yeti is not, the Yeti itself is not broke. So this topic, I don't know, I think, was this yours, Rhino? I think you said we do this a lot, but it does pay to do it again because it's so hot and here we are for new people or whoever doesn't know this. How do we battle the heat and still enjoy the park?
Okay. The reason why I suggested this is because I feel like we live in an ever-shifting environment lately, obviously. But I was at Hollywood Studios on Friday. And I wasn't even there that look. Well, I've been with you at Disney Springs, and then I went there, and I had walked back toward into Galaxy's Edge to look because they had Kyber crystal necklaces that had come out, and I was interested. And so I got back there. I'm walking back, and it was just so hot, and I just all of a sudden was like, I'm so overwhelmed because it's like busy, it's hot, and I was like, okay, I'm starting to not be able to. I feel like my breathing is changing now too. So I was like, okay, here's a table. I need to like sit in the shade. And I was just thinking while I'm there, I'm like, I was outside of ABC Commissary, and I was like, I have to make it from here all the way to my car in the back of that parking lot right now. It was like 4:30, and I was like, and there's no shade, there's no cloud. I had left my stupid umbrella in the car because I was like, I'm not going to need it right now. And I was like, it probably would have helped me. But I had my fan in my inside of my my little ab satch, my fanny pack. And so that was my like saving grace. But I was just like, it's not fun to be in that level of heat and that many people and to be this crowded. And like, that's why I'm always like, I wish there was more shade everywhere. Like, why do we keep getting rid of trees? I don't understand that. They help the environment and also shade. So it's just one of those things where I was like, man, how do people do it? And for me, I'm on the border where I carry a little handheld fan. I'm thinking about doing the neck fan now, next that people rave about. Because at first I didn't want it, but I'm like, I have a friend who got it recently, and he's like, it's life-changing. And I was like, well, you know, I carry that other one with me. And he's like, yeah, I know. And he's like, but this one you charge, you go, and then you just set it here. And it's like, it helps with that core temperature. So I just thought maybe if other people had like tips and tricks, like, for me, it's like, take a break. You gotta take a break.
Do you wear a cool shirt?
A cooling shirt?
Yeah, that as you sweat, It does whatever that it actually.
Like a dry fit shirt.
I was not at the time. I was wearing a like a baseball jersey, which I realized after the fact. I was like, this is probably not letting a lot of air in and out of it, even though it was. You know, it's a bigger baseball jerseys are bigger and they're a little more. But I was just like, I am. Yeah, I think I'm on that level where I won't wear sleeveless shirts because I hate my arms. And also my tan lines are so permanently like ingrained into my skin from working at Disney. I can't get them to go away. And living in this in Florida, be like you burn immediately. Right. And you'll be like, oh, permanent line. But I want to be someday a person who could wear a tank top and a water wicking shirt.
Well, they have them that they're like polo shirts or just regular like t-shirt looking things. I wear that in like a hat that does the same thing. Made the biggest difference because I would wear those rags
the neck things,
or things.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hate feeling that.
Yeah, see, that's that. I can't get on board with those. Like, because I have one, the wet. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And you're supposed to, like, put them under the water and then they cool you. But it's like, then your neck's all wet and straight. And, like, it's like, wow, now I'm slimy. I don't want to deal with it.
So
like,
look into, I use a company. It's called Arctic Cool.
Okay.
And you can get them in different styles. They're still not, you know, they're not a Disney shirt. But
here's the thing. You got a cricket. You can start making them Disney versions.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, right? Because you could iron onto a dry fit shirt. Can't, not iron, but you could get it to
you
go
could,
onto it,
you
I think.
You could sublimate onto one, too.
Yeah. So that's so that interesting.
Neck fan you were talking about, I forget to bring it to the park, but it is great. And my friend had one that has a cooling metal bar in the back.
Mm.
And I thought it was like $50 more, so I didn't get that one. When I felt theirs, that little cooling metal piece makes all the difference.
Hmm. Well, it's if I'm ever like overheating, I forget where I was. I'll be like, it was on an airplane. It was one of the airplanes. You know, sometimes you're on the airplane and it's like no airflow. All of a sudden, you're like, what's going on with the air conditioner? I'll be like, sorry, I went out. I asked for like cups of ice, and I'll hold it. I'll hold the ice in between my wrists, and that usually helps
or
a
on
lot.
Your neck.
Yeah, and that's so that's where I'm like, I know that middle, like it's the back of the neck, the little areas on the wrist, and that can bring your core temperature down.
Yeah,
tips?
I bring a fan with me to the parks, and it's like the best fan ever. It lasts me the whole day, basically. And I bring an umbrella, and so if it's like really hot and there's no shade, I'll pop open the umbrella while I'm walking. But that fan has been my lifesaver. I also carry a 40-ounce water bottle, and I put ice and water in there, and I try to take as many breaks as possible. I can promise you almost every hour on the hour I go to the bathroom and I wash my face with cold water to try to bring my temperature down. Hollywood Studios is honestly one of the worst places to find AC that you can like sit in. I saw people camping out in stores the other day just sitting down with their families trying to get air conditioning. Also sitting in that tunnel area going into Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
People just sitting there trying to get shade. Same thing happens at Animal Kingdom. But if you can take as many breaks as you can, the fan, water. I have a rag with me to wipe off all the sweat. Because I look like I just got to the pool half the time when I'm in the park.
Well, the minute you get out there.
I mean, I carry in my bag at any given moment, there is a UV umbrella, there is a water bottle, there's all that hand sanitizer stuff that I always talk about, which is like the Clorox wipes, the hand wipes, and the disinfectant spray. I have my mask in there, and I carry that rag, but I'm always like, this is a last-ditch effort. I don't want to use this if I don't have to. But that's, and I even carry a hat, too, because I'm like, well, if it rains and my hair gets messed up, I don't want people to see me
in
my natural hair habitat.
And if you can pre-plan, I have a friend that freezes their water bottles, brings them, and by the time, even after 4 hours, they're ready to drink, now it's water, cold water, without being iced.
Or you still have a little bit of core of ice in the middle, too.
Right,
I've done that before.
I've seen those you can buy them at, like, I think Target, where they have the thin, they're, like, long and thin.
Stella
ice
has one. It's got a little thing in the, it keeps their water cool.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's a great idea.
But I like the cooling towel on the neck.
Yeah.
If you get the right one, I like that. And I like, I don't have it yet, but I'm going to get the fan. I recently had to, those little fans are amazing. I've got a fan at my office. The air conditioning went out, and I've seen it advertised, Arctic Cool. It looks like
it
a little.
Works.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, the tabletop one.
Yes.
Does it work? Because I've thought about getting one for Eli for his birthday.
So the filter
I thought it was a scam.
The filter you take out, you soak it in water, and then you put it in the freezer, and then you put it back in, and then you put cold water in it, and the cold water goes through the frozen filter.
Okay, getting back to Carousel of Progress, do you remember Uncle Orville?
Yeah.
He's got the fan and the ice cube. It's
kind of yeah, same
like
thing,
that.
Right? Same
no
thing.
Privacy at all around this place.
But I've seen those neck fans, they look... I'm going to get... Do you have one, right? I'm
yes.
going to get one. They look amazing.
But get the one with the metal in the back. It's yeah. worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because even when I'm out in the parks or cutting the grass, like I got to go home today and cut 2 acres of grass, I wait till late in the day because midday, and you want to be in the parks all day, mm-hmm. but I would go in the parks. Time of day makes a huge difference too. Mornings and evening. I try not to be in the parks in the middle of the day in the summer.
Do you see when Rhino said his breathing started to change?
Yeah.
You have to worry about heat stroke.
Yeah, that's what I
definitely.
Was getting concerned
I've had
about.
That, and
you
it's horrible.
You have to recognize
yeah.
when it's starting.
It's horrible. I've had sunstroke. I've had, it's nothing to play around with because you know what? Once that happens, especially with me, I'm assuming it happens with everybody, then you have a tendency.
Yes.
It's going to take you down
yep.
quicker.
Yeah, that's why I sat in the shade and I was like, I was literally just sitting there for like 30 minutes with the fan
yep.
on. I just sat and read my phone.
I filmed the Princess Elena of Avalor one year when she first came out, and I remember starting to get like confused. I only had coffee, mm-hmm. caffeine, not water to hydrate, and walking down Main Street, I had to go back into like one of the buildings, and you couldn't ask me what year it was. I was literally getting confused. It was the heat stroke was bad.
You're baking.
But you know the other thing that I think of, and I know it's hot, and I know we catch a lot of, heat. But
Kathy with the bun.
Yeah, but I think so it's hot, it's miserable, but I will take hot and miserable over 3 feet of snow.
Oh yeah,
you know that when people go, but you live in Florida, you can't complain. It's like, but I
no every,
I put,
every...
I, you know I put in my years. So come January, when all those people that came down to Florida and said, oh, it was so hot, why did you complain? Well, I'm sitting outside eating dinner somewhere, and they're at their house putting extra logs in the fireplace.
But you know what? Any place you live...
There's always something.
There's going to be something, because mm-hmm. there's no perfect spot.
The grass is always greener.
Right?
But
and
I
speaking
do
of
miss
that,
snow.
Oh, I'll save my next comment for the Patreon show. Remind me to talk about grass.
Okay, perfect.
So, anyway...
Speaking of Patreon, I think we do we have anything else, Rhino? That we
no,
we
I think should? I think this is a good spot, anyways, because I'm realizing now nobody was monitoring chat, so I think it's a good time to let me hop back.
We have
back
no
in
idea
there.
What yours is saying right now, but we hope you do join us on the Patreon show. You can still do it. You can still go to patreon.com/disunplugged and join us for the Patreon show. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Teresa, Kathy, Erica, and Rhino for
welcome.
Making this a wonderful, fun show. I had a lot of fun. Hope you did. When kindness is an option, please choose it. And for Pete's sake, stay out of the damn lakes.